With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. We've gotten a few calls about bugs invading homes over the past week, and you're likely to see more bug activity indoors as the temperatures fall and bugs retreat to the warmth of your house. There are a couple of household pests to keep an eye out for in the next month. The drugstore beetle and cigarette beetle are two of the most common household pests in our area, but they can be pretty hard to spot. At their largest, they are only 1/7 inch long and reddish brown. Unlike other bugs, this species lives exclusively inside, typically in infested food and pantry products. If the bug migrates out from the infested food, it will eat, according to one tongue-in-cheek quote, everything but cast iron, so it's important to control populations before they get out of hand. The best management strategy is to dispose of any infested products, which could include flours, dry mixes, breads, or baked goods. Outside of the kitchen, common food includes wool, hair, leather, and paper. A thorough cleaning of the areas you find them will remove their food source and should limit the population. Remember to store foods like flour in airtight containers to keep bugs out and your food fresh. Box elder and red-shouldered bugs are not as destructive as drugstore beetles, but can still be a nuisance when they invade your home in early winter. These bugs are black with red stripes on the edges and feed on tree and shrub foliage in the fall. This feeding does not hurt the plant, but usually results in high populations, which will all try to get into your house as the temperature drops. These bugs don't feed on anything indoors, bite, sting, or carry diseases, but they will leave a stain and a bad odor when crushed. Management includes removing yard waste, caulking cracks where the bugs could enter, and potential barrier insecticides, which will likely need to be applied multiple times. There are three types of crickets you can find in your home, and all three will have different feeding habits, so identifying the correct species is key to knowing if control is needed. Camel crickets are tan and humped, and are not actually true crickets, being more closely related to katydids and grasshoppers. Unlike its close relatives, these bugs cause absolutely no damage, so control is not necessary unless they become a nuisance. Field crickets are the crickets most people think of when they hear the word. These are the shiny black cricket. House crickets are the same shape as field crickets, but tan instead of black. Black crickets only feed on organic matter, while tan crickets will feed on inorganic material as well, including wool, silks, boxes, and bags. For both types of crickets, minimizing habitat outside the home and food sources inside the home via a thorough cleaning will minimize their presence. For all three cricket species, reducing the humidity of the room by using a dehumidifier will go a long way towards making them look elsewhere for a place to live. If you need a bug species identified, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.